Welcome to the Pups That Play podcast. My name is Karen, and I'm a pro dog trainer and fur mom, and I will be your host throughout this journey. Together, I'm going to be sharing with you training tips, tools, and strategies to help you create a well-mannered, calm, and confident family pet. The best part is, we do it all through play. Around here, our dogs are part of our family, and we want them to live their best lives possible and have it be enjoyable for everyone involved. I am so excited to share today's episode with you, so let's get started. Hello, my name is Karen, and welcome to Pups That Play. So today we're going to talk about dogs and routine, because this is kind of a fun topic, and it's one of those ones that I love to just flip on its head, because there's this way, like when you think about dogs and routine, there's a saying out there that you usually hear, and it's that dogs thrive on routine, right? Like, oh, when you have a dog, you need to have a routine. It makes their life so much easier. It makes their life better. Like when you, how many times a day are you going to walk them? And when do they get their meals? And when are you going to do this? And when is their bedtime? And all these different things. When do they get up in the morning? When are you going to let them out first thing? Everybody seems to come up with this routine for their dogs, right? And I remember this when I was growing up and we had our family dog, our border collie Roscoe. Like my mom had a pretty consistent routine. She was up at the same time every morning, usually, whether it was a weekday or a weekend. And he got his morning walk. He got his breakfast. We did stuff during the day. He got his evening walk. He got his dinner at the same time. Like everything was pretty consistent. And when you think about that, like a lot of dogs seem to thrive off of that. They thrive off of routine. They know when to expect their food. They know when to expect to go out. They know when to do all of these things. But here's the thing. And I want you to really think about this because I want you to think, do you have a routine with your dog? Do you have a set routine? Does your dog get fed the same time each day? Do they get fed the same amount of times each day? Do they go for consistent walks? Or do you guys, you know, have a consistent potty schedule or whatever it might be? Think about your life with your dog and think about how routine it is. Is it pretty routine or are things pretty crazy? That's okay. If you're thinking, okay, well, no, we do not have a routine. My life is nuts. And you're thinking maybe that's negatively affecting your dog. I want you to stop right there. Because dogs are excellent predictors. Excellent predictors. So when you get into a routine with your dog, they learn it very, very quickly. And that can be okay. Or sometimes you get those dogs that are like, oh, I always get my dinner at 5 o'clock. And they start like looking at you for it at like 4:30. I had a cat that did that. But, you know, they might start whining for it a little bit beforehand or whatever it is because they're like, hey, or like maybe you have a dog that you always take for a walk after dinner. And if something happens and maybe you're a little bit busier that evening, your dog is looking at you like, hey, we're supposed to be going for a walk like right now. What the heck is going on? A lot of the times what happens is when a dog gets into a very consistent routine, when we have a very consistent routine with our dogs, when something happens that disrupts that routine, it can become extremely stressful for our dogs. And that's not such a great thing. So if something happens and they're not going to get their food at the time that they think they're going to get their food, sometimes that can really stress our dogs out. It's like some dogs do not deal with that very well. They might whine, they might bark, they might start getting in your face like, hey, you are supposed to be feeding me right now. What the heck is going on? And maybe you're not because you're in the middle of a business call that went longer or, you know, you're trying to help your kid with something or and you don't want your dog barking at you, but your dog's like, hey, 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 you forgot to feed me. You're supposed to feed me exactly at this time. And that creates stress. It creates stress for your dog. It creates stress for you because now your dog is stressed out and you're trying to focus on something and they're freaking out. Maybe they're not going for the walk that they always go for, and they're chasing you around the house or following you around the house, whining. Hey, hey, hey. It's your dog saying, hey, we're supposed to go. We're supposed to go. Why aren't we going? And maybe you're trying to do something, or maybe you are not feeling well, right? Like maybe you're having a sick day. You are just laying in bed because you're sick. You're not feeling it. And your dog's like, no, 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 we're supposed to be walking. And maybe they're jumping on and off the bed, on and off the bed. And all you want to do is just sleep. It's just have that nap. You do not have the energy to take that dog for that walk. But your dog is freaking out because, hey, this is what we do. So routine, because our dogs are excellent predictors and they understand that, like, hey, this happens, then this happens, then this happens. When things don't happen in that order, or when things don't happen at that normal time, because don't get me wrong, everyone, like, dogs are smart. They can almost tell time. Like, I remember, I live in Saskatchewan right now. We don't actually have the time change, like daylight savings. And it's a blessing with kids and dogs, because I remember even when you don't have a consistent routine, but especially when you do have a consistent routine, when the time would change, and let's say you would lose an hour or something, or like it would jump forward and you think, oh, I have an hour to sleep in tomorrow. No, no, no. Your dog is still going to be like, no, no, no. They don't know that the time changed, but they have an idea of when they should be getting their food or their walk. I hear from so many people being like, oh, I wanted to sleep in, but my dog had me up at 6, which would have been 7, our normal time. And they were like looking for their food or looking for their walk or looking to go out or whatever it was. That's because they're so used to your routine. They're so used to those predictors. They're so used to those certain things happening at those certain times a day that when it doesn't, they're upset about it. They're upset about it. They're going to be stressed. They're going to bother you until that thing happens. So what do we do about it? How do we stop that? How do we prevent them from getting stressed out when our routine kind of goes out the window? Because sometimes it does. I don't know about you, but I have 2 young kids and I don't think we have a routine. Like, yeah, we have certain school at certain times and activities at certain times, but it changes all the time. And I feel like we're always all over the place. And I'm so thankful for something that I did with my dogs years ago that makes this a non-problem for them. And that's actually ditching the routine. I highly, highly recommend that you ditch the routine. Do not do the exact same things with your dogs every single day, day in and day out. Switch it up. Keep them on their toes. Make things interesting. Because what's that going to do is it's going to create a much more resilient dog. It's going to create a dog that has a lot more flexibility. So when certain things do happen out of our control that might mess with our typical quote unquote routine, our dogs are able to just flow with it. They're able to just go. They're able to understand that, oh, well, you know what? I'm not getting dinner right now. Not something to be worried about. I know I'm going to get fed eventually. Or, hey, we're not going for a walk. That's okay. Maybe we'll go later. Or maybe we're going earlier than normal, whatever it is. It lowers those stress levels. It creates that flexibility with our dogs. And it is an amazing thing and an amazing skill for them to have. And we do that by ditching the routine. Okay? So I want you to look at your typical day with your dog and think, how much of a routine do you have with them? What is your typical, like, do you normally get up at the same time every day? Do you normally feed them at the same time? Do you normally feed them the same amount of times? Do you go for walks or go to the dog park at a certain time? Or how does that work? And maybe you're sitting there thinking like, yeah, well, okay, we do for these days, but then on the weekends we have a different schedule. But dogs are very smart. They pick up on these things. So even if your weekday routine is one thing and your weekend routine is different and you're like, well, it's different and they're totally fine with it. So that means I have a flexible dog, right? It might be. But it might also mean your dog knows that, hey, these days we do this and these days we do that. Switch those up. Make those different. Okay? So I challenge you to ditch the routine. So if you feed your dog twice a day, morning and evening, at pretty much the same time every day, switch it up. Start to move it a little bit. Maybe move dinner up. Maybe move breakfast a little later. Maybe don't give them breakfast in their bowl like they normally give it, and maybe stuff it in a Kong and give it to them later on in the morning. Maybe instead of giving them their dinner that they always get at the same time in their bowl, maybe scatter feed a good chunk of it in the yard in the afternoon and then use a little bit of it for training in the evening. Switch it up. Maybe you walk your dog right before you go to work and right after dinner in the evening, because those are the only times you have. And you're like, there's no way I can change that because those are literally the only times I have. Well, maybe you're using the same time, but do something different. Instead of going for the same walk, switch up the route. Maybe walk down the street and then turn around and go back the other way. Maybe don't walk them and take them for a hike instead. Or maybe don't walk them and do some fitness games in the house. Maybe don't walk them and do some training and burn that energy mentally. Switch it up. Try to change it up as much as you can, because this is going to create this flexibility in our dogs. It's going to create this resilience in them where when things do go sideways, they're not going to get stressed out about it. When I had my Sheltie, we did get into a routine, and it was just, it's natural. It happened so naturally. I worked during the day and we had weekends off, and that was that. So I would wake up in the morning, I would feed him, we would do our thing, I would go to work, I would come home, we would play or we would go for a walk, I would give him his evening meal, and that was it. And I was finding that he was getting very, like, if he didn't get his dinner when he thought it was dinner time, he would bark, he would spin, he would get so annoying, so annoying. And I always got into this point where I felt like I was rewarding him for doing those things, because it basically, he was training me. He was saying, hey, we eat at this time. I feel like you haven't fed me quick enough. This is the time of day I normally get fed. I'm going to bark at you. Bark, 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 spin, bark. And then I would go, oh crap, I guess he's hungry, I haven't fed him. And I would fill up his bowl and give it to him. And then he learned that that became very, very easy to get me to feed him. He would bark, he would spin, he would bark at me, and then I would get up and feed him. So I was actually teaching him a behavior I didn't want him to do, or actually he was teaching me using a behavior I didn't want to hear to get him, me to feed him. And it was all because he was predicting that time of day. When I went and decided, okay, enough of this, we're going to switch things up, we're going to break the routine, it was really, really hard on him at first. It was very stressful for him because he would do the barking and the spinning and being like, no, 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 we always eat right now. Why are you not feeding me? And even if I fed him like an hour earlier at that time, he would still be like, no, 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 this is the normal time. I don't care that I ate an hour ago. This is what we do. So if you have a very, very consistent routine with your dog and they thrive, quote unquote, thrive on it right now, you're going to have to start with baby steps. Teeny, tiny, little things that are going to switch up your routine, that are going to break that consistency, that are going to teach your dog to become more flexible. Teach your dog that it's okay if things happen at different times. Eventually, with my Sheltie, it got to the point where there was no routine. We started doing dog sports, and let me tell you, on the days of our competitions, like, we were up and out the door so early, there was no consistent meal times on those days because we were all over the place. We would get home, it would be late, there was no walk because we just spent the entire day running runs, like. And I found that when we did that, when we had these crazy trial days and everything, he actually got much better. He was much more resilient. He wasn't having these moments in the day where if the thing that didn't happen, like if the thing he thought should happen wasn't happening, he was getting stressed about it. He was a happier dog. He was much more fluid. And then I just took that and tried to mix up our days as much as possible. You know, some days he stayed at home while I went to work. Some days I took him to my mom's and he hung out with my family border collie for the whole day, and it mixed that up. Some days he would get his meals in a bowl. Some days he would get his meals exclusively out of Kongs because it worked as good enrichment for him. It kept his brain busy on the days maybe we couldn't go for those walks, or on those days that we weren't going to be doing agility training, so he needed to burn a little bit more mental energy because he was going to have less physical energy. And it all worked out really well. And it got to the point where plans could change at the flip of a hat, and it didn't matter. He just went with it. And that's exactly how my dogs are now. Sometimes they get meals in their crates. Sometimes they get scatter fed in the yard. Sometimes they get fed 3 times a day. Sometimes they only get fed once a day. It doesn't matter to them. They get the same amount of food over, like the same amount of calories that they need over the week, but it gets all mixed up. And that's okay. And they are both perfectly healthy at a good weight. Some days we take them for walks. Some days we train in the yard. Some days we don't leave the house, especially in the winter when it gets really, really cold, like real, like wind chill of minus 50 Celsius. Like their paws are going to freeze even with boots on. Like nobody wants to go outside in that. If we had that kind of consistent schedule where, no, we go for outdoor walks every morning and evening, those days where it was really, really cold would cause a lot of stress for my dogs because they would be expecting it. But because we ditch the routine, because we have absolutely no set routine, it doesn't faze them. They're fine with it. We'll do some fitness games. We'll do some more training so they burn mental energy versus that physical energy that they're not burning. And everybody is fine. Everything works out. There's no stress. There's no predictors. There's no whatever. So I just want you to examine your day, examine your routine with your dog, and decide how much of a consistent routine you have. And then if you have one, try switching it up. And if you notice that stresses your dog out, if they get really antsy, if they get demanding, if they're like, no, we're supposed to do X thing at X time, then you know that you have a dog that is very focused on routine and will get stressed when things change. And I highly, highly recommend you start ditching that routine now, teaching them that flexibility. And then that way, if something in your life does go sideways where you cannot keep up with that routine, it's not going to phase your dog. It's not going to become a point of stress because they're already going to be so used to ditching the routine, so used to not having to focus on certain things at certain times, that it's not going to matter. It's not going to be stressful. It's going to be easy for them to adapt. It's going to be easy for all of you to adapt, and life will just go on with no problems at all. So look at your dog and your routine. Try to switch it up, teach them to be flexible. Maybe you need to learn a little bit of flexibility too, and ditch that routine as much as you can. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you liked what you heard, please feel free to leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast. You can learn more about us by checking out our website, www.prairiepups.com. You can connect with us more directly over on Instagram at @prairie_pups, or you can reach out to us at any time, info@prairiepups.com. Thank you again so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.